Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Breaking news. It looks like hackers just hit eBay. They're telling you to reset your passwords. Now, if you haven't yet, there's a segment we have on the Heartbleed virus. Mm-hmm. It's on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. And in the menu there on the VFN Torch, it says, at VFNTV.com, it has VFN Torch. And you can just click on the VFN Torch and search for Heartbleed. And what they do is they give you some great wisdom on how to handle this day and age that we're in. Because one of the prophetic words that was given by John Paul Jackson was that the internet is obviously going to be hit. It's being hit continually. We got some people out there doing a wonderful job keeping the internet going and afloat and that type of thing. But it has a long ways to go. We're very vulnerable, from what I understand. But which means back your stuff up, and don't back it up on a computer. Back it up on something outside, offline. And but this Heartbleed virus that's out there that's supposed to be gathering everybody's passwords, they tell you in the segment, you can watch the entire video there, that what some different things you need to do, the different companies that have been attacked. But based on what we're seeing and what we're hearing and what I'm hearing, is just prepare to reboot continually. If you are a person who is totally dependent on your computer, maybe you work at home, imagine this, unplug your computers for a day and work and find out how much that you're dependent upon. And then begin to adjust your life accordingly. Say, well, I need to make some redundancies here. I need to have my data stored somewhere else. I think these services are great, when you're sending your data off to somewhere, but you're sending your data off to somewhere. Take some time, a simple terabyte. You can store a ton of information on terabytes. And that's just like a hard drive that you can just take all the stuff to your computer, all your family photos and your paperwork and all. And I encourage you, if you haven't yet, listen to Prudent Preparation. And there it talks about some different things, how to be prepared for this. And one is, get off the save the green trees thing and say, start sending me paper bills, paper bank statements, because you need paper. You're going to have paper to prove things.
Right.
And if it's not on paper, you have no way to prove it, because you're not going to be able to pull up your iPhone or something in some of these different transitions. And I talked to the local bank about, this potential financial shaking. And I said, what do you think about this? And, she said, after coming back from a national bank meeting, that we don't even know. We don't even know. And I said, well, what's going to happen? She says, well, we close the bank down. So if you're thinking you're going to go run and go to the bank and, Pat and me are going to get our $26 out. Get my $26 now. I want my $26. Right. They just close the bank. They declare a holiday. And it's not a happy holiday. And they lock the doors, and that's what they have. They designed to lock the doors because they have to stop the panic. They want to. Their goal is, and their understanding, based on my understanding of it, that they want to get everybody to calm down before you withdraw your money. Because if everybody withdraws their money, the currency no longer moves like electricity, and the currency doesn't move, and the whole thing crashes because it's built on confidence. So they're trying to prevent a crash. And so that's some of the things that they came up with, I think, after 1929 when the stock market crashed. And the Knickerbocker Bank, you never forget what happened. You'll never believe what happened, what caused the economic crash in 1929. There was a bank reportedly, the Knickerbocker Bank, that lent out more money than they had assets for.
Sounds familiar.
Right. It's happening right now.
It's happening to every bank almost. It's like, it's like, uh-oh. What do you do to that? And somebody says, print some more money. Print some more money, which means, by the way, the dollar, the paper money, it loses its value. I remember when the economy crashed in Russia, and all of a sudden their money lost its value. They still had it. They still had the money. But it took a lot more of those paper money to be able to get bread. And so they're going to a store, and everybody ransacked the stores anyway, and they were trying to bring in wheelbarrows full of their paper money just trying to get some food. And that's what happens. The reason why the paper money has value It used to have a gold standard behind it, but I believe it was Richard Nixon, I'm not sure, President Nixon. One of them removed the gold standard. So if you had a dollar in your pocket, there was a dollar's worth of gold somewhere, mm-hmm. and that represented a dollar's worth of gold. Mm-hmm. And now it represents an IOU from a nation who may or may not have the gold. They won't even let the congressman there. Fox News is reporting that they won't even let the congressman go look at the gold at Fort Knox. Germany's requested their gold back. And China's buying tons of gold because that's mm-hmm. what you do when things are about to go, because the paper's not going to mean anything anymore. Mm-hmm. And what they told China, what they told Germany is, we'll give you a part of it, and it'll happen over a 7-year period, maybe like 10% of their gold or something. And I didn't know this, but the reason why we had so much gold of other countries' gold is because we were this world power that when we helped win this world war, you know, that was the safest place for your money. We're going to help you out. You give us gold, we'll mm-hmm. give you dollars. And all of a sudden, we became the International Monetary Fund.
It was FDR that took us off the gold standard.
Yeah, FDR. Yes, and then he actually started demanding gold, and you got put in jail, a $10,000 fine or in prison if you didn't turn in your gold.
Mm-hmm.
So understand this. Don't put your trust in money. Don't put your trust in gold. You can't serve God and money. But if you listen to God, this is what he says. He says over and over again in his word, he says, hear what my spirit says to the church. You know, hear what my spirit tells you. If you spend time with me, abiding with me, I'm going to tell you what to do. I'm going to let you know what to do. It could be, you know, I'm going to multiply the spaghetti. It could be get up from here and go to this next place. You know, it could be go over here because there's a provision at this particular place called Goshen. I mean, it could be all kinds of things. But he's going to take care of you. But you got to follow him and hear his voice. And that's when we talk about abiding. It is essential. That you begin to have an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. Not an abiding relationship with a man or a woman, but an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. If I could tell you anything, now is the time for you to meet this Jesus you've been talking about. This one you may have been telling people about him. You know, Matthew chapter 7, Jesus says, many people are going to come to me at the judgment seat on the last days, and they're going to say, you know, I did a lot of things in your name. I did a lot of things for you, Jesus. I meant miracles, signs, wonders, prophecy, all this kind of stuff. And he's going to say, but I never knew you. Think about that. That means you can do all this Jesus stuff. You can have a Jesus pen. You could be a member of a local church that's called Jesus Incorporated. I mean, you can have all that stuff going on. And you could be laying hands on people in the name of Jesus, and the power in the name of Jesus heals them, not you. And you could be confused thinking you are your gift. And you could think you're all right with God, but you don't know him. If anything you need to do right now, don't listen to anybody other than what I'm telling you right this moment, and then begin to listen based on your relationship with Jesus Christ. Make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. He says, my sheep know my voice, and they follow none other. There'll be a day that you'll hear the voice of the Son of Man, and you shall live. It's not some optional thing. It's not some, you know, and yeah, we do hear other people who hear from the Lord, but the word amen doesn't mean it's time to go eat a pot roast now. Amen means the message is over. Amen means it bears witness with your spirit. That's exactly what God was telling me. That's true what you said. I mean, even if it's a tough amen, it's like, yeah, that's right. And this is what draws us together is the voice of the Lord. That's how you can go to other nations, other cities, other countries. And you've never met a day in your life, but as soon as Jesus in you meets Jesus in them, it's like you've been together forever. You know why? Because you've been following the same Lord. Mm-hmm. One God, one Spirit, one Lord. And so we have a plan for you. It's a simple plan at iabide.org. But it's really very, very simple. I mean, think about this. Think about just 5 fingers on your hand, right? Every day when you spend time with God, you know, think about this. The first thing you need to do is to think about how you're grateful to him. Because in Romans, he says, they were not grateful to God. They didn't acknowledge him. They had no gratitude for him. And so he turns over a nation to certain levels of judgment because of that. Just start your day out every day. You know, what are you grateful for? Gratitude. And just write it down. And you're talking to the Lord what he did, and you're acknowledging him. Therefore, you're being grateful and you're acknowledging him. And you just say, Lord, I am so grateful for what you did yesterday and how you did this. And just write it down. The next thing you would write down after writing gratitude down, you'd write down the word word, W-O-R-D. Because he says, your word have I memorized. Have I hidden my heart that I wouldn't sin against you? I meditate on your word day and night. He says this. He says, if you want to be successful, that's what he says in Joshua chapter 1. He says, if you want to be successful, meditate on my word day and night. And so you're walking in success this way. So write the word word down and then have one particular scripture that you're memorizing that week. And just every week when you start your time with the Lord, every day when you start your time with the Lord, you write that same sentence out. The third thing you write down is where. So write the word where. As you're reading that day, God, where do you want me to read at? And as you're reading the scriptures, all of a sudden God stops you. Where does he stop you? And wherever he stops you, write that scripture down. And you write that scripture down, write the word what. And this is what you say. What are you saying to me about me? And you just write that down. You're just learning to dialogue with God. And the last thing that you do after this awesome time with the Lord, you write down the word cross. And you think, dear God, what do I need to lay down at the cross? I need to remember your finished work on the cross of Christ. Dear God, what am I picking up? What am I carrying? What am I anxious about? What am I being prideful about? Lord, I just lay it all down. Just write down what you're laying down at the cross. Five simple words. Gratitude, word, where, what, and the cross. The cross of Christ. Your life will be fundamentally transformed. Find out more at iabide.org. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.